We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, eco-friendly viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east. Astra 1, Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band, Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Australia's Environment Minister calls for the protection of whales. In sustainable energy news, Israeli kibbutz goes solar. In humanitarian news, 180 disadvantaged youngsters in China receive education opportunities thanks to a generous donation. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 14th, internationally known writer, scientist, and environmental advocate, Ms. Rachel Carson, passed away on this day in 1964. Ms. Carson, considered by many as the mother of the modern environmental movement, was born in Springdale, Pennsylvania, the USA in 1907. She wrote several books on the natural world, the most famous being Silent Spring, published in 1962. In it, Ms. Carson described the importance of protecting ourselves and our environment from pesticides. This best-selling book led to the banning of the chemical DDT in the United States, and it brought awareness to many of the importance of safeguarding our planetary home. Among her many honors are the Presidential Medal of Freedom, awarded posthumously in 1980, the Gold Medal of the New York Zoological Society, the Gold Medal of the Geographical Society of Philadelphia, and the National Book Award. May we heed these insightful words of Ms. Rachel Carson. It is a wholesome and necessary thing for us to turn again to the earth and in the contemplation of her beauties, to know the sense of wonder and humility.
Lion News, Supreme Master Ching'ai International Association news from the United States. When students at the Wayzata High School in Minnesota, USA recently teamed up with the international group Save the Children to help bring safe cleaning water to a disadvantaged school in the Philippines, Supreme Master Ching'ai contributed $3,000 to the project. This amount would purchase $43,000 in materials in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines. The student organizations wrote the following letter of thanks to Supreme Master Ching'ai, along with informing her of their next endeavors.
To whom it may concern, on behalf of Club YES, or Youth Extending Service, and Club WHO, or West Helping Others, I would like to thank the Supreme Master Ching'ai for her generous donation, which helped tremendously in reaching our organizational goal for Lake Solution School in the Philippines. The clubs have decided to keep going. They are now selling t-shirts and seeking donations for Bido Primary School in the province Oromia Regional State in Ethiopia, where 561 students and 12 teachers attend by shifts. When the students are not in school, they are helping their families with household and farming chores. Currently, there are no water resources available on the school grounds. Funds raised by YES and WHO will go toward new facilities that include a protected well, improved restrooms for both boys and girls, and a hand washing basin with running water. Sincerely, Mary Kay Williams, Youth Service Coordinator.
Upon learning of the students' new project, Supreme Master Ching'ai pledged an additional $20,000 on April 1st toward renovating the primary school in Ethiopia. This donation could purchase an equivalent of nearly $1.2 million in materials bought in the United States based on Ethiopia's current cost of living.
Our thanks go to the caring and noble-hearted students at Wayzata High School. We are grateful for Supreme Master Ching'ai's loving support of the children most in need. May their lives expand in health, opportunity, and love.
Japan sends humanitarian aid to asylum seekers in Africa. The Japanese government has pledged $5 million to assist the Somali asylum seekers in Yemen and neighboring countries. $2 million will be channeled through the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, and $3 million through the International Organization for Immigration, or IOM. With over 50,000 asylum seekers arriving in Yemen in 2008, the funds from Japan will help improve their living conditions in the areas of food, health, housing, water, income generation, and vocational training. Japan, heaven smiles on your caring contributions to ease the living conditions and provide sustainable opportunities for the Somali people. May they be graced with smooth transitions to the comfort and fulfillment of normal lives.
Detainees in Bahrain granted amnesty. On Saturday, it was announced that King Hamad bin Isa al-Khalifa of Bahrain pardoned 178 detainees in the country. Among those released were 35 Shiite activists and leaders who had been on trial since February. Groups within the country, such as the General Federation for Bahrain Trade Unions, the Bahrain Human Rights Society, the Shura Council Committee, and Northern Governor Jafar bin Rajab, all commended the amnesty as both a gesture to ease tensions and a way to uphold the notion of resolution through dialogue. Our gracious salute, Your Majesty, for this forgiving decision, wishing your beautiful kingdom a future of only harmony and peace.
His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI sends message of Mideast peace. In Sunday's Easter message and his To the City and the World address in Vatican City, His Holiness encouraged an attitude of hope in people of the world as he called for enhanced efforts towards Israeli-Palestinian peace. For his upcoming trip to the Holy Land from May 8th to 15th, the Pope indicated that he would also bring a message of reconciliation to the region, stating, "Reconciliation, difficult but indispensable, is a precondition for a future of overall security and peaceful coexistence." A respectful appreciation, Your Holiness, for your message of hope and enduring harmony. With heaven's loving grace, may the people of the Middle East soon coexist in tranquility and peace.
Formosa or Taiwan revises national dietary guidelines to include more vegetables and fruits. The Department of Health, or DOH, of Formosa has decided to update its 18-year-old national dietary guidelines to meet current nutritional needs. In particular, the increase of plant-based protein intake is advised, as well as an increase of fruits and vegetables from 5 to 7 standard servings. Various dietary advice tailored to height and weight will also be available on the department's website in the near future. Kudos, Formosa Department of Health, for this renewed information to better serve the health of your citizens. We look forward to seeing more and more people enjoying a plant-based lifestyle for their own vitality and that of our Mother Earth.
China launches its first Vegetarian Day. More than 100 scholars attended a seminar in Beijing, China, on April 10th to call upon the nation to be vegetarian for the benefit of health and the environment.
Organized by the China Population Welfare Foundation and China Vegetarian Union, the April 10th Vegetarian Day will also be observed annually in Shanghai, Tianjin, Guangzhou, and Shenzhen cities. The organizations will continue to promote One Vegetarian Day a Week programs in high schools, universities, communities, and institutions.
Let us all be vegetarian, not today, every day, each day throughout of the life. Let everyone be vegetarian. I think that only can bring a peace and harmony to the world.
The International Vegetarian Union and the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, also joined the resolution to make the plant-based diet a constructive trend throughout the country.
2009年 4月 10号, 今天我们一起来素食吧。
Way to go, China Veg Movement. It's wonderful to see more and more people realizing the benefits of this compassionate and eco-friendly lifestyle. May the vegetarian trend continue taking root to flourish throughout China and in all corners of the earth.
Save our planet. Many fish lose their lives, possibly from harmful algal blooms. In recent days, thousands of fish in Playa Lagarto off the coast of Costa Rica were found to have suddenly perished. Experts are still investigating the cause. While some believe a chemical spill is responsible, some biologists say it may be due to massive algal blooms that appear periodically off the coast, also known as red tides, which clog fish gills or cause the fish to suffocate by depletion of the water's oxygen. Red tides have also been noted to persist in the past several months near beaches of Dubai and neighboring Emirates in the United Arab Emirates. Officials reported literally tons of perished fish and have warned that exposure to the algae has adverse human consequences as well. There is growing evidence that human activities such as conventional farming, livestock raising, and fishing, all of which disturb the balance of marine life, are responsible for toxic algal blooms. We are saddened to hear of the struggle and loss of fish across the world. Our prayers for humanity's greater consideration of our effect on the environment, so that these vital marine animals may flourish in the pure ocean waters they so deserve. During a video conference in August 2008 with our association members in Canada, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded of the opportunity being offered by our animal co-inhabitants, who have already been trying to let us know of the global warming crisis.
They are trying their best to sound the warning bell and warning by disease and even death en masse. But I don't know how many of us are listening. The thing is, we have to listen to the animals. Even if they tell us, but we have to listen. And they try to warn us, but we have to take the sign. What can the animals do? They're trying to help us, but we're trying to kill them. It's a very sad affair. We humans have to do everything we can, not waiting for the animals. They're already dying, dying, dying. Numerous of them are dying every day. And they are warning us by all kind of disease. Some fish even go on the beach, hundreds of them at the same time and dying there. So many other signs in the nature, so many animal signs, but we have to listen. It's not the animals, it's us.
Save our planet. Maple syrup declining due to climate change. Regular weather patterns are needed for reliable sap production from maple trees in Canada and the northeastern U.S. Thus, with greenhouse gases destabilizing the climate, less maple syrup is being produced. As early as 2003, maple syrup producer Frank Carney commented, "There used to be trees 200 to 300 years old. You could hang 5 buckets on them. We don't have any more growing like that." The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has reported that the sugar maple is likely migrating north due to climate change. But with the 3 to 10 degree Fahrenheit warming predicted by United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the maple trees themselves may soon be gone. We pray for quick action to preserve the beloved maple trees so that our children and grandchildren can continue to appreciate their generous harvests. Blessed be all endeavors to give back as the trees have so generously given to us.
Save our planet. Guizhou's golden monkey given additional protection. In China's Fanqing Mountain National Nature Reserve, a hotel is being taken down to help protect the endangered gray snub-nosed monkey. Tourists will still be able to visit the reserve via day trips through the installation of a cableway. Also known as the gray golden-haired monkey, this primate is the most endangered of the 3 species of golden-haired monkeys in China, with a current population of only 850. Fanqing Mountain National Nature Reserve, hotel management, and all involved, we laud your caring efforts to preserve this rare monkey. Wishing you the fruitfulness of a fully restored habitat so that these precious co-inhabitants may grace us with their presence for many years to come.
Save our planet. First Lady of Uganda provides water aid. Uganda's First Lady, Janet Museveni, who is also State Minister of the Northeast Subregion of Karamoya, recently launched a $300,000 water project in Kangoli to help resolve the water shortage in the region. The water system will provide safe water for up to 100,000 people who had been previously digging beneath riverbeds to access the liquid. Karamoya receives much less rain than the rest of Uganda, and its precipitation has become erratic and shorter in duration due to global warming. The ongoing drought has also magnified food scarcity in Karamoya as well. Our gratitude, First Lady Museveni, for initiating this much-needed water project, as we pray that our concerted actions on behalf of the planet bring replenishment for all inhabitants.
Save our planet. The city of Taipei Formosa, or Taiwan, launches a drawing with cash prizes for those who reduce their energy usage by at least 10% from June to August this year compared to last year, encouraging residents to be more frugal during the summer when usage is at its peak.
Save our planet. The U.S.-based Rocky Mountain Institute concludes that if all states in the nation adopted best practices for energy efficiency, 60% of coal-fired power could be eliminated.
How are you, friends? I'm Duni the Desert Tortoise, and I enjoy a plant-based diet. Would you like to hear a tip on a quick way to help the environment? Sometimes after an item is purchased, or when you use a bank's automatic teller machine, you will be asked whether you want a receipt. If it's really not necessary, please consider letting the sales clerk know, or pressing the button to indicate no printed receipt is needed. It's a way to help save paper and our precious trees. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
In animal protection news, Australia advocates protecting whales. Australian Environment Minister, the Honourable Peter Garrett, expressed that Australia wished to convert the International Whaling Commission, or IWC, into an organization to safeguard whales. Furthermore, he stated that he was receiving global encouragement for this proposal. The Honourable Minister Garrett said, Australia will only support changes within the IWC that bring us closer to our goal to eliminate whaling for good. Bravo, Australia and Environment Minister, the Honourable Peter Garrett, on your compassionate stance. May we respect the God-given right to life of all beings, large and small, to thrive on land and sea.
In sustainable energy news, Israeli Kibbutz Gil Solar, Zenith Solar, an Israeli company based in Nesiana near Tel Aviv, plans to inaugurate a solar farm at Kibbutz Kuvutzetyane on April 26. The company is using a concentrated photovoltaic or CPV system, which is in the shape of a satellite dish. Sunlight is reflected at 1,500 times the intensity by small glass squares that are set in rows in the dish onto a generator that is placed right in front of it. More than 70% of the solar energy is absorbed by the generator, which is kept from getting too hot by a water cooling system. The kibbutz will have 24 units of the CPV system. Congratulations, Zenith Solar and Kibbutz Kuvutzetyane, on your ventures into eco-friendly energy. May people everywhere find green methods to help us tread gently on our delicate planetary home. Up next, a noteworthy news. A charity helps orphans in China. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come back. Please stay tuned for more rejuvenating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, good news for a stable world. In humanitarian news, a Chinese charity donates more than $500,000 to help disadvantaged children in the nation. The China Red Ribbon Foundation said the contribution would be used to build an additional 15 classrooms for orphans at a primary school in Longshan County. We send our sincere appreciation to the generous donors for providing the necessary assistance to the young people in need. May all children be blessed with an abundance of love and opportunities to grow.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled The Safe Key.
Cô gái với Việt nói với bà chủ, thưa cô, nếu cô không tin con thì xin cô cho con nghỉ việc. Bà chủ nói, sao lại không tin? Không tin mà cô dám giao cho con cả chìa khóa két, trong đó có cả đồ trang sức vàng bạc của cô hay sao? Cô gái giúp việc nói rằng, dạ đúng thế, nhưng mà chìa khóa không mở được két gì hết.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Great to find a TV channel which represents my views. Glad to know that I'm not alone in wishing for a better future for our planet and the animals that adorn it. Best of luck in all your efforts. Anton from Essex, United Kingdom.
Kindred spirit Anton, nice to hear from you. You are definitely not alone. There are many of us dedicated to preserving this world. However, the climate change clock is ticking. It will really take an earnest effort by all concerned individuals and governments to let people know that the plant-based diet is a necessity now. Let us pray people heed Supreme Master Ching Hai's and many esteemed scientists' repeated advice to be vegan to save our planet, with the blessings of the Providence.
Do you have a heartline today? We would love to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the beauty and love of heaven uplift your life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Leaders from China, Japan, and South Korea meet and agree to strengthen cooperation between their countries and with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas phoned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to wish him a good Passover, with the Israeli leader pledging to continue peace talks with the Palestinians.
To welcome further visitors and trade, Croatia is enabling a temporary suspension on some visa requirements and reducing certain fees.
Saudi Arabia's Minister of Culture and Information, Dr. Abdulaziz bin Mohaiden Khoja, meets separately with ambassadors from Argentina and Eritrea to sign agreements of further cooperation.
When Blitz the Pitbull of Michigan, USA, saw a woman's safety being endangered, he frightened the approaching man without harming him so that she was able to escape to safety. South Africa confers former Cuban President Fidel Castro with the Supreme Order of Companions in recognition of his lifelong work to promote social equality and solidarity. U.S. President Barack Obama's daughters welcome a gift from Senator Ted Kennedy. Bo, a six-month-old Portuguese water dog who was given up by another family and is thus being lovingly rehomed with them.
When the crew and passengers of the MY Milvana ran aground off the coast of the Philippines' Diwaran Island, the Philippine Coast Guard was quickly dispatched, resulting in a safe rescue for all.
The Auckland Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or SPCA, in New Zealand, sends a message of gratitude to all the lawyers who have donated their time free of charge on behalf of animal welfare cases.
Austria assists flood victims in northern Namibia with health kits, mosquito nets, and tarps, benefiting more than 350,000 people.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.